less than you. And with regards to your deen, meaning with regards to your salah or your fasting, etc., then always look at those who are doing more than you. Look at that person who came earlier to you, earlier than you to the masjid. Or if you are coming to for four salahs to the masjid, look at that person who comes for every salah, for five salahs to the masjid. That should be our goal. Or look at that person who gives more than me in charity. And so in the matters of deen, the matters of ibadat, matters concerning Allah Ta'ala, then in those matters we are supposed to be looking at those that have more than us. But with regards to the matters of our dunya, the financial things of this world, our necessities of this world, then in those things we are supposed to be looking at those that have less. Instead of looking at a person who has some fancy shoe, I should be looking at that person who has no legs. Allah Ta'ala has blessed me with a pair of shoes that I can use. Instead of looking at a person who has a certain house or a palatial mansion, then we should be looking at those that have less than us and don't even have a shelter above their heads. This is the command of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That with regards to the matters of your dunya, the matters with regards to financial issues of this world, then in those things you look at those that have less than you. But with regards to your deen, if you want to look up at someone, if you want to envy someone, be jealous of someone, then you should be envious of those that have more in regard, more with regards to their deen, more with regards to their akhirah, who do more than me with regards to the good deeds and ibadat, do more than me in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of the environment, we completely forget sometimes. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed the sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he told the sahaba radiallahu anhum, Ala tasma'un, ala tasma'un. Are you not listening? Are you not listening? Trying to draw the attention of the sahaba radiallahu anhum, trying to make them pay extra attention to what you were supposed to say. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the sahaba, Inna al-bathadata min al-iman. Inna al-bathadata min al-iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeats it to get the message across to them. Not that they didn't understand, but to show the importance for me and you. Sahaba, when they heard something once, they practiced upon it. But the message was for me and you to take it to heart, that verily simplicity is from iman. Verily simplicity is from iman. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells the sahaba, listen carefully. Verily simplicity is from iman. That the person should be simple in his way of life. He should be simple in the things that he does. A person should not waste and should not be excessive. And a person should not spend too much. Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in a hadith that a person can wear good clothes, but a person should not waste money on those clothes. A person should wear according to what is in his means, but he should not be looking at those that have more or trying to follow some fashion or some trend. But he should be spending that is within his means and that which is simple. Not to show off, not to please other people, but rather a person should be spending what is in his means. This is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command is, that simplicity is a part of iman, is an important part of iman. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala tells us, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. In the days before Islam, then the Banu Amir tribe, when they would come for Hajj, then they would eat very, very little. And they would suffice on the bare minimum to drink also. So Nabi Allah Ta'ala sends down revelation and tells the Sahaba that when you all go for Hajj, as Muslims, when you go for Hajj, then you eat well. وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا. Drink also well. And this applies to our daily life also, that a person can eat well, he can drink well. وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. But do not waste. Do not be extravagant. Do not be excessive in the way that you do it. One great Tabi'in radiallahu rahmatullah alayhi, when he read this ayah, and he explained to the people, and he tells them that Allah Ta'ala has gathered the entire field of medicine in this one ayat. That eat and drink, but do not waste. A Muslim is such that he eats for one third, he drinks for one third, and he leaves one third for space, one third of air. A person is not excessive and not extravagant in the way he eats. One occasion, one Sahabi radiallahu anhum had eaten a lot, and he had burped in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam disliked this and told him that you should eat less. So from that moment that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told him this, he mentions himself that if I ate in the morning, I never ate in the evening. And if I ate in the evening, I never ate in the morning. I ate one meal a day and I sufficed on this. Till his death, why not to eat excessive, not to be excessive in the way he eats? If we put it in our context, if a person is eating, he can eat little, or he can eat, but he should not be extravagant, he should not waste, and he should not fill his stomach to the brim. This is what Allah Ta'ala's command is, do not waste. This was the command to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Do not be excessive in the way you are doing anything. Eat and drink, but do not waste. And do not be excessive, do not be extravagant. In another ayat of the Quran, Majid, Allah Ta'ala tells us, وآتِ ذَا الْقُرْبَى حَقَّهُ وَالْمِسْكِينَ وَبْنَ السَّبِيلِ وَلَا تُبَذِّرْ تَبْذِيرًا. And a person should not waste. إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. Those who waste are the brothers of shaitan. There is some slight technical difference between israf and tabdhir. But again, both means a person should not waste. Verily those who waste are the brothers of shaitan. The Mufassirin explained that a person, how he is the brother of shaitan. Shaitan causes corruption in the earth. And if a person has to be wasteful in the way he spends, then this will also cause corruption in the earth. This will cause disunity, will cause discord in this earth, and will spread a lot of corruption in the earth if a person has to waste in the way that he spends. On one occasion, Shu'bah, rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that he was walking with another great personality of Islam, Abu Ishaq, rahmatullah alayhi, in the streets of Kufa. And they passed a house, and this house had a fancy door, instead of having a normal, simple door. So Shu'bah mentions that Abu Ishaq told me that if you want to see what is tabdhir and this and what is wastage, then this is the definition of wastage. A simple door would have done, but a person put a fancy door. This is the definition of wastage in the sight of Allah Ta'ala. If we have to look into our lives, Allah Ta'ala forgive us. And in many, many aspects we are guilty of this. In many things of our life we are guilty. Maybe we cannot reach the level of Sahaba radiallahu anhu where we eat only once a day. But in the day-to-day things that we do every day, a person should make sure that he does not waste. A person is building a house, or a person is doing some function, etc. And a person should not waste in what he is doing. A person should do according to his means, but a person should never ever waste. This is the Quran Majid's command to us, Allah Ta'ala's command to us. On one occasion, in Madinah Munawwara, Abu Bakr radiallahu anh had left his house in the midsummer heat. In the day of Arabia, to leave your house is extremely difficult. And during the middle of the day, nobody will generally leave the house because of the extreme heat. Abu Bakr radiallahu anh comes out of his house. And thereafter, Umar radiallahu anh comes out of his house. So he asked Abu Bakr radiallahu anh, surprised to see him, that what has brought you out at this hour of the day? Abu Bakr radiallahu anh mentions that nothing except hunger. That hunger has brought me out. I am extremely hungry. I haven't eaten. I am starving. This is what has brought me out of my house at this time of the day. Umar radiallahu anh says that this is the exact same reason which has also brought me out of my house. And they meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is also Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's reason for coming out. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadn't eaten. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was extremely hungry. So the three of them, they go to the house of Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu an. And at that time he wasn't at home. So when he comes home, he's extremely happy to find Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his two greatest companions, Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu an, with him. And out of joy, he wants to feed them. So he goes and he brings some dates, and he puts these dates, this whole branch of khajur dates before the Sahaba radiallahu anhu and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that you could have just brought the ripe dates. But he says, oh Nabi of Allah, you are my guest. You are the greatest person. I'm honored to have you as a guest. So this is all the khajur. You can eat from the ripe, from the unripe, from those which are dry, those which are fresh. Eat whichever khajur you like, and you can have this. And thereafter he slaughters a small goat, he prepares a small meal for them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes a small portion of meat out, he takes some bread, and he tells Abu Ayyub, go to my daughter Fatima radiallahu anha, and give her this because she hasn't eaten or she hasn't seen this kind of food for a few days. She hasn't seen bread and she hasn't seen meat for a few days. Go and give this to my daughter Fatima radiallahu anha. So he goes, and when he comes back, Sahaba have eaten a good meal after a long time. So then Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells them, and he tells Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhu, that on the day of Qiyamah, you will be questioned about this meal that you ate. You will be questioned about this meal that you ate. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu is surprised, and he tells Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we haven't wasted anything, or we haven't eaten extra. In fact, now we have eaten after a few days. For a few days we didn't have any food. So after a few days we are eating, and Allah Ta'ala will question us about this also. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that you should read your dua before eating, Bismillah, dua after eating, and that will suffice you. But even this you will be questioned about on the day of Qiyamah. So if this is a bounty of Allah Ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought him to their attention, we are eating every day. They are eating after a few days. But even after a few days to eat one meal is a great bounty of Allah Ta'ala. Under this ayah, ثُمَّ لَتُسْأَلُنَّ يَوْمَ إِذٍ عَنِ النَّعِيمِ, that on the day of Qiyamah you will be asked about these bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum that cool water that you had, water which was not normal temperature, just a little bit cooler, that is a bounty of Allah Ta'ala. Cool water is a bounty of Allah Ta'ala. This brings it to our mind that this is also a bounty of Allah Ta'ala. We are forgetting, by looking at everyone else, we are forgetting what bounties Allah has blessed us with. By looking at other people's lives, we forget that we are, in whatever little we have, we are also blessed by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explains to them that if Allah Ta'ala blessed you with some shade, that is, you had some shade from the heat of the sun, that is also a bounty of Allah Ta'ala. A person doesn't have to have a big mansion or a smart house, but even that shelter above our head, that is also a favor and a bounty of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. How many of us regard this as a favor of Allah Ta'ala? How many of us regard this as something which we have to make shukr to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? My dear brothers, this is what Allah has given us. Whatever little we have, we ought to make shukr and we ought to be grateful to Allah Ta'ala for whatever we had. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that he had seen Jannah and he had seen the bounties of Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that in the day of Qiyamah, those who had less in this world, they will be the first to enter Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that in Jannah I saw the highest positions were for those who were the poor of my ummah. Those who had less in this world, those who didn't have a lot in this world. Person maybe was looked down in this world, but in Jannah people will look up to him. Because in Jannah he will have the highest of stages. And those who had a great amount of wealth, they will take long to enter Jannah because they will be questioned also. Everything which they had, they will have to answer for before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our rizq, our sustenance is fixed by Allah ta'ala. In the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us that Jabna Adam, that O son of Adam, and this is the hadith from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that O son of Adam, tafarragh li ibadati, amla'u sadraka ghinan wa asuddu faqraq, that O son of Adam, take out some time for my ibadat. Take out some time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I will grant you contentment. I will grant you your needs. And I will remove your poverty from you. And Allah ta'ala says in this hadith, وَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلْ, but if you do not do this, meaning you completely forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you engross yourself only in the things of this world. And Allah ta'ala tells us that I will fill your hands, meaning I will make you extremely busy and I will not remove your poverty. Allah Ta'ala teaches us a lesson that take out some time for the worship of Allah Ta'ala because our sustenance is in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. But if a person will not do this and he will only engage in the things of this world, he will be extremely busy and Allah will never remove his poverty. When a person is granted the contentment of the heart, then this is the true wealth. إِنَّمَا الْغِنَى غِنَى الْقَلْبِ وَالْفَقْرُ فَقْرُ الْقَلْبِ. That the true riches of this world is in a person's heart. A person can be a multi-millionaire, but he can be a pauper at the same time if he still wants more and more. But a person will have little and he will be content, his heart is at ease, then this person is a true person who is wealthy and a true person who is rich. We look in the lives of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, we see their simplicity. We look in the lives of our pious predecessors and we see their simplicity. They were extremely simple in their ways. This is why they were blessed in such great ways. They were, on one occasion, it is mentioned regarding Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayhi, that he had come home and he had asked his wife that, "Oh my wife, do you have even one dirham extra? One extra dirham. I just want to purchase some grapes." He saw some grapes and he desired to purchase some grapes. So his wife tells him that, "Oh, Amir al-Mu'mineen." So who this is? Who this is? The leader of the entire Muslims of that time. He is the king. He is the leader of the entire Muslim countries of that time. Millions and millions of people are under him. But at that time, such a person does not even have the money, does not even have one dirham extra to purchase grapes. He cannot afford grapes. Why? Because he does not have that amount of money. But this was what he was found in his life, that he was a simple person. Up till this time, he will take his name and he will say, Rahmatullah Ali. This is the simplicity in their lives. So he tells his wife in reply that maybe I cannot purchase these grapes, but remember on the day of Qiyamah, I rather have the bounties of Jannah than having to answer for some grapes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll enjoy the bounties of Jannah, but in this world I will have to make some sacrifice. This is mentioned regarding Imam Bukhari rahmatullah Ali also, that for 40 years he hadn't eaten gravy. He had eaten plain bread or simple food, but he hadn't had a full meal of gravy, of some curry, etc. For 40 years, when the doctors examined him, they told him that this is what is lacking in your diet. But he replied and he said, "For 40 years I haven't had this." This such was the simplicity of those who were found in the past. On one occasion, Umar radiallahu anhu had put Sa'id bin Amr radiallahu anhu as the governor of Hims. This was a prosperous city in Syria, in Sham. And he was the governor of this town, of this entire area. So the people had come to Umar radiallahu anhu to complain that we have some complaints against this person. So Umar radiallahu anhu, he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala that, "Oh Allah, I thought Sa'id to be a great person and a good person. How can the people have complaints against him? He is a Sahabi. What complaints do they have?" This was the worry of Umar radiallahu anhu. So they bring, Sa'id comes before Umar radiallahu anhu. The people with their complaints also come before Umar radiallahu anhu. And Umar radiallahu anhu asks them that, "What is your complaint?" So they tell Umar radiallahu anhu that, "Oh Umar radiallahu anhu, that this person, Sa'id, every morning he comes out, doesn't come out immediately after Fajr from his house. He takes some time, he comes a bit late from his house to serve the people." So Umar radiallahu anhu asks him, so he says, "Oh Umar radiallahu anhu, at home, even though I am the governor, I am in charge of all these people." Me, he is the governor of that entire area. But he says, "Oh Umar radiallahu anhu, I do not have a slave. I do not have someone who can help my wife. So I help my wife with the chores in the house and then I come out. But the entire day the people can come to me and I will listen to their problems." So Umar radiallahu anhu says, this is a good answer. Then the next, so he asked the people, "What is your next objection?" So they say the next objection is that at night he doesn't come out, he doesn't answer us. If we have any problem at night, then he does not come to see what is the problem. So Umar radiallahu anhu asks him, so he says, "Oh Umar radiallahu anhu, the entire day I am there for the people. I have freed my entire day for the benefit of the people, but at night I have freed my night for the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At night I worship Allah ta'ala." And then he asked for the third objection. So they say the third objection is that every month, once a month, one day in the month, he doesn't come and he doesn't see to the needs of the people. 29 days of the month he sees to our needs, but one day he doesn't see to our needs. So Umar radiallahu anh asks him, and he says that, "Oh Umar, I only own one pair of clothes. So on this one day I have to wash my clothes, I have to let it dry, and then only I can come out to the people. This is all I own, one set of clothes." So Umar radiallahu anh was extremely happy. He dismissed the people and he falls down his sajda and he makes dua to Allah Ta'ala that, "Ya Allah, you have granted me such a great governor of this place." But look at the simplicity of this man. He was not a normal person like me and you. He was the governor of the entire area. But this was the simplicity that he had in his life. Again, coming back to what we had started with, that Sahaba radiallahu anhu was simple. And this is what Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us and addressed them and us and told us, that إِنَّ الْبَذَادَةَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ, that simplicity is a great, great portion of Iman. And Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with many, many favors and many bounties. But because we have left out simplicity, we have left out contentment, being happy with whatever we have from Allah Ta'ala, then we have not found true happiness. If a person is happy with what he has a happy heart, then this is truly a rich person and a wealthy person. But that person who has outwardly everything, but he still desires more, then this person will remain a pauper and a poor person his entire life. So how we can put this into context is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, that in the things of this world, in worldly things, that always look at those who have less than you. And with regards to your deen, always look at those who have more than you. Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with much more than many of those in this world. Allah Ta'ala, give the Muslims afiyat in the entire world. Grant the Mujahideen victory. But if you look at our brothers and sisters in Gaza, we have much more than every one of them, than most of them. So many bounties Allah has given us. A roof over our head, some water to drink, some food to eat. These are great bounties of Allah Ta'ala, which we have to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. We have to be thankful for. If a person is eating once a day also, this is a great, great favor of Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala grant us the ability to be grateful for whatever we have, and to be simple in our ways, and not to waste, because this is what Allah Ta'ala tells us, إِنَّ الْمُبَذِّرِينَ كَانُوا إِخْوَانَ الشَّيَاطِينَ. If a person has to waste in anything, then this person is the brother of shaitan. He is helping shaitan, and he is going against what Allah and his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us. Allah Ta'ala grant us a correct understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا لِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.